Day 264, or September the 21st. Trust God now and get on with it. Our thoughts today are from Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Haggai is one of the prophets who works with the leaders and people who return to the Promised Land. Their priorities are spot on. Rebuild the temple first. It's a struggle, and Haggai has to warn them to stop working on their own houses and get on with God's house. He constantly challenges them to think things through. He doesn't demand blind obedience, but thoughtful cooperation and joint effort in this vital project. Sadly, the temple turns out to be a poor imitation of Solomon's temple. It took Solomon 7 years to build the first one, but it took more than twice that time to rebuild it. And now, our action step for today. The task of rebuilding the temple after returning from exile in Babylonia is a massive one. It is entrusted to a band of select people, but they are not left to do it alone. God promises he will be with them. The Bible says, trust God first, then work in his strength. Too often, we do the work in order to get things done, hoping that God will strengthen us as we labour in his work. It's the wrong way around. Notice also that they are urged by God to be strong now, not later, but now. All of us who are believers have something that God wants us to do, but make sure you get the order right. Trust him first and be strong. Then do the work, knowing that God will be with you to honour your efforts for him. Don't mix up trusting God and having confidence, because confidence is usually rooted in self, not God. I believe it's good to be nervous when you're about God's work. It helps you trust him more. Start at the beginning and trust him now for whatever he has planned for you. Then, just do it.